Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
We gave you sounds coming there from the Priestly, Totally Free is the song that we just gave to you. I see family members are there on Facebook. I'm so sorry I wasn't unable to acknowledge you, my family, because on my side here with the computer that I'm using, I can't tell who's in and who's not. So I guess by Yamer, but hello to Linda Langer, Khodi Ngumalo, Queenie Crowder, Dorothy Murisele, and all family members who are logged in via our family, our Facebook page, streaming live with us, and being part of the radio camp that we have with Mama Dr. Eva Siobi, talking about passing on of the baton from parent to child. I see Dadan Magamu, hello to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Ifuki Lenati, may God richly bless you. Esma, Mom, when you're talking about redemptive gifts, as we were talking off air, and I was also sharing about where I come from, where my grandmother and my grandfather were pastors. And so in the family, we see a line of pastors from both sides of the family, from my father's side, from my mother's side. There's that grace, you know. And I was asking myself, do they marry each other? These graces, do they go together? Because it's from my mother's side and my father's side. And again, there's another grace of music where people are also playing instruments without even being taught. My uncle winning, what do we call them, trophies and all of that because of these. So what happens when it's God gracing the family and the graces? Do they go together? You find gushatana according to grace as well?
God is a God of multiplication, right? Yeah. So instead of letting that grace or gift to fade, the Lord would rather enhance it by bringing two people who have got the same grace in same example to the musicians.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be actors, you know, they are both actors, like your father, your mother, both into acting, and so they're there to support each other. Mm. And others, you find it has to do with their finances. You find the in the family of financial funding.
The accountants,
accountant, management, you know, others are in the economy, industry, and so on. But they are all related because they are there to support each other. They are there to enhance the other's gifts. They are there to make sure that that particular grace or gift in the family prospers. So you find, for an example, a musician can get married to somebody who is an accountant or who has got something to do with management.
Mm.
And this manager is going to manage you as a musician.
Mm.
And as he manages you, your gift now begins to flourish because you've got somebody who is very much professional, and they do it in a very professional, excellent manner. So in the gift lewena, you are going to sing Jay at the street and be a beautiful known singer.
Yeah.
You have a manager who has been trained in management, and they have got the gift, their management in their family.
Wow.
And so when they come in, what are they going to do? They're going to package your gift now to be raised to a level of professionalism and able to even market it in a certain way, which is going to position you in a way which will cause glory to come to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you find that this is what we're talking about when you talk about passing off a baton. We've got to understand. Let me go back a little bit, rewind. Church, there are three people who love us. God the Father,
the Son,
God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right? So God the Father is the one who is the creator of God. And he's the one now who gives us the redemptive gifts in the family, right? Understand that, in the family, that you become preachers, you become servers, you become givers, you become musicians, you become artisans, you become leaders. You are what was, it is given by the Father who created us in our mother's womb. So when God creates us in our mother's womb, Psalm 139, he then invests these gifts in us. As he ends, he talked about Belial, that I have infused him with the spirit of understanding and knowing immaterial, how to hold the material and quickly know what to do with it. I'm giving him this way in his mother's womb. That's the Father who gives us our gifts in our families, right? Then comes Jesus. What did Jesus give? He gives us the fivefold ministry. When he ascends, he gave the church fivefold ministry. Then comes you, the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit comes, what does he give? He gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So all three of the triune God have given mankind all these gifts. Okay? So God the Father has given us our creative gifts, the redemptive gifts which are given to us as a family, comes from God the Father. So nobody can say, Tina, we are just musicians out of the blue. No, no, no. You have been given by the Father. You have been given by God.
Okay.
So we did not boast. That's why we need to pass on the baton. We must place it at the right place.
Yes.
Know that as I am a medical doctor, it has nothing to do with my ingenuity of being intelligent. It has been given by God that we are going to be healers in the physical life. Okay? Yes. Then the Holy Spirit gives us what? The Spirit. There's the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Then Jesus gave us what? Fivefold ministry. So they all have contributed, all three of them. Nobody can say, Nina, I don't have, except that the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fivefold ministry gifts will only manifest when you've got a relationship with Jesus.
Okay.
And then these other gifts, which are gifts which you've been given by birth, so to say, genetically, they operate, but they need to be committed to the Creator. So that what does he do? He activates them, causes them to be able to benefit you. Because offline, I was saying to Swangile, I'm a gift which are in the family. And if you do not commit them to the Lord, they are going to destroy you. Because they are too powerful. They are beautiful. And they are meant to cause your family to prosper. But now, if you are not going to communicate those to the Lord, the Creator, the giver of the gifts himself, then you're going to run into trouble. That's why you find a lot of people who are musicians, they end up singing beautiful music out there, but at the end of it all in their lives, there is nothing to show up. Because those gifts are never given to the Lord. They become actors, beautiful actors and actresses in Hollywood. But what happens to those gifts? They end up, some of them, taking drugs and dying without anything to live except that particular feeling they acted in. All right? Others say these gifts are good, they're there to benefit us, but the danger is if they are not committed to the Creator himself, they will destroy you because of the power they're holding. They can make you proud. They can make you so succeed. And without God, your success will corrupt you. Because now you have all the fame, you have all the money, you have got all the friends, but you don't have the joy and the contentment of serving the Creator who has given you that particular gift. Okay. Now, when you speak of passing on of a baton,
yes,
we are simply saying, we are teaching our children how to take care of this gift.
Okay.
To first recognize it. Number two, to take care of it by giving it to the Creator, and how we manage it by the lifestyle we live in worshiping the living God. We've got to teach them. You can have your child being this beautiful musician, and I'll say that because it's what we all know. And if that child is not taught by the mother, the father, how to take care of this gift in the music industry, how to shoulder themselves and how to conduct themselves in the fear of the Lord, then what's going to happen to that gift? It's going to bring you, and their life will dwindle with it. Because nobody taught this child
how
that this is actually. It will only flourish when you are planted in the house of the Lord. When you are planted in God's courtyard, then you'll be able to be fruitful. That's where fruitfulness comes from, by being planted. So most of our gifts, they don't benefit us. For instance, it is the danger, the most terrible danger in medicine. I'm talking now as a doctor. We've got so much knowledge about the human body. We've got so much knowledge about diseases and the healing thereof. Now, if we don't subject this knowledge to God, we will use this knowledge to kill ourselves. We are going to design, if fully, for COVID, we designed in the laboratory. It was through a gift which has been mismanaged. That's how dangerous these gifts are. You can't take them for granted. We definitely need this particular teaching of passing on of a baton. Yes, and you can't pass a baton if you are not talking God. Because that is what, that's the cask of the matter, which has got to be taken from generation to generation, the fear of the Lord. Got to be taken from generation to generation. Otherwise, our gifts are going to seriously and unfortunately mess us up and mess even our children. And then they find themselves in wrong relationships, in wrong circumstances, having wrong choices. Why? Because they've got the, because you have the grace, or because of the grace, you are very attractive. You've got the grace, yeah? Once you go for audition as a musician, immediately you go, everybody just goes, and they clap hands. And the world is at your feet. Now, if you have never been taught, but listen, before you stand there, acknowledge the Lord at your God. Then you walk in through that door, plead the blood of the Lamb. Before you speak to that person, ask God to give you wisdom and understanding, so you need to give the proper answer. Before you do what? Nobody taught them. And because nobody taught them that, then they become very careless in how they handle themselves in public places. And they become victims instead of victors. Because nobody taught them how to do it. Okay? So, this is the beauty of a passing on of a baton from the parent to a child. What are you passing on? Genetically, God has given it to you. Grace has given it to you. Never ask it. That's why it's called grace. God gave it to you by God. But now it's going to take the backbone of a parent who knows God on how now we are going to commit this gift to the Lord. And the Lord, take over. We are thankful for what you've given to us as a family. When you open it, there are these families which are praising the Lord on YouTube. I know that there is a, oh my goodness, why do I forget? I wish my husband was here. Mm. But there are families of 5 children coming from Canada.
Mm.
And just listen to them. Beautiful.
Mm.
They sing. And the father and the mother are there to manage and to help them.
Mm.
5 of them. Then there are these a triplet who are beautiful singers.
Yes,
who
I know them.
You know them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can see that these are the redemptive gifts. And when they are given to God, look at what God is doing with their life.
Mm.
Look who they are. They're impacting the world.
Mm.
God is actually even giving them ways on how to write songs.
Mm.
They write songs and they're able to sing them.
Mm.
And they're beautiful and intelligent.
Harmoniously.
They're harmonious.
Mm.
Even the way they dress. Somebody, I don't know.
Mm.
The one designs their dresses. I'm glad that you know them.
Yeah.
So clearly, if you don't know them, just Google. Go into Google or YouTube and say triplets or
singing. I forgot their name. Yes.
Yeah, no, tomorrow it's good that our program is going. So tomorrow I'll be bringing in the singing so that you should know that we're talking truly, truly redemptive gifts. And now the families, the parents to these children, they are the ones who are passing on the baton.
Mm. I think the triplets are called the Foster Sisters.
Yeah.
The Foster Sisters. Mm.
And then those ones from Canada,
mm-hmm.
their father, he says that how I grew them up in our family, we always had devotions, and in those devotions would make sure that we all sing. Everybody sings. Everybody, we have a worship, all of us. And it was as we were worshiping that we began to see a blooming of the gift on our children.
Yeah.
And then we took it serious and we started to manage them. We started to homeschool them and we saw God connecting them to people, and they were placed on greater podiums. And they have even sung in one of the American presidential inaugurations.
Mm-hmm.
They were invited all the way from Canada to come and bless that occasion.
Mm.
You see, this is what we call redemptive gifts. And this man is a typical person who knows how to pass a baton, which is going to strengthen and bless that particular gift in that family.
Wow.
He has done awesomely well. Just like the women's mother and father, they did awesomely because they brought the 51 men's way in church. You know, they brought them up in church, and they told them that even if you can go into the music industry and become like secular, never forget your identity.
Sure.
You're born again child of God.
Wow.
Always, always honor the living God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are today.
Mrs. Sejani writes in, Mama, and says, sending lots of love to you all and my lovely husband, Joseph Sejani, who is home today. And she says, he is a driver and his dad a driver. I'm a tailor and designer. My mom, who was also a tailor and designer. Oh, I love the topic.
That's a ministry gift.
Yes, yes.
In Romans 12, verse 7, that's a ministry gift. They minister in driving. They minister in designing. They minister to the people in that. And it is just an awesome. So there is no gift which you can undermine.
Yeah.
Because every gift which God has given to a family, it is going to enrich the human race.
Sure.
No gift is useless. You can't say, oh, Tina, we are domestic, so-called domestic workers. You are benefiting so many because if you are working in that family, you are serving them, you are ministering to them, and you help them to do other tasks instead of cleaning and washing. You take care of that so that they can have more time to focus on whatever redemptive gifts which is in that family.
Mm.
Okay?
So you get a prophet's reward.
Yeah, of course you're going to get a prophet's reward because that's what you're doing. Mm. But also, you are very necessary. So there is no gift which is useless. Mm-hmm. There is no gift which is too low.
No.
There is no gift which is to be undermined.
More special than others as well.
As you said, every gift is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, I like the story as we are going to. How much time are we?
We are left with 5 minutes, actually, to close for today.
Oh, 5 minutes to close for today.
Yes. Time flies.
I'm closing it at 2:30.
No, at 2:20, Mama.
No,
at 2:20, Mama. If we say we are late, 2:25, but we have to be out. Yes, Mama. You were sharing a story with us.
Yeah. I was now sharing a story which has just escaped my mind, but it will come back. You don't have to worry.
Okay.
But what I am saying, the gist of the matter is that through all these redemptive gifts, as Paul has written them in Romans chapter 12, it puts them in line with us understanding and appreciating our identity as a family. Now, my story, praise the Lord, I told you that the Lord is bringing it.
Yes.
What teaches me, he says, when I speak about gifts, he says, every child who is born, everyone born, newborn, we're not talking born again, newborn, they are born with their hands clenched.
Yes.
Every child.
Yes.
Which means God is saying, as they leave their mother's womb, I give them the gift in their hands.
Wow.
That's why they come with their hands folded into a form. Sometimes we even call them boxer. Because even as they cry with their hands held
clenched.
Thank you. Yes. And then what happens is that when they start to smile, you look at them. When all along they are crying after this, but when they start to smile,
they open,
the hand, which means they're saying, "What I have in my hand is going to bring joy to the world.
Wow,
it's going to bring joy to the world." And these are two hands, right? Now, we medically speaking, when we want to see if the child's central nervous system is intact, we put our fingers. My index finger within those hands. That's how they clench those hands. You put your hands in there and you can actually lift them up. And as they lift them, you can cause them to walk.
Wow.
Which tells you that what they have in their hands is powerful and is going to cause them to walk. And when they do that, we know their central nervous system is intact. Okay? Now, God says, that's what I've given them in their hands. Now, let's check. When a corpse and somebody dies, they never die with cleansed teeth. Their hands are open. And they are saying, whatever I had,
I've given it
to the world. And as I'm gone, I have nothing more to offer.
Sure.
Meaning that we should not go and trouble people who have passed on, go to their grave. Already, their corpse, before we buried them, gave us a word to say, I have nothing to
I've
offer.
I've run my race, I'm done.
Anymore. Right. So, I'm saying as we close to all of us, we're just not or family. The Lord has given us gifts in our hands, and we've got to use them to His glory whilst we're still alive.
Amen.
Because when we go, our hands are going to be empty. There's nothing more which you can offer in this world. It is still there in your hands. And God has made sure, now when I talk like this, it's going to address even unemployment.
Yeah.
Because whatever the Lord has given in our hands, as I call it, redemptive gifts, I said those are gifts which are supposed to do what? To enrich you in times of trouble. So you've got to identify and say, okay, I used to work as whatever it is, a shop steward at work. Now, there's no more employment. What must I do? Then you start to think, at home, we are people who are bakers. Then bring your redemptive gift now. Start a bakery. Start a bakery. Go and register a company. And you will see, when you start that bakery, because it's a redemptive gift, it has a grace in it, your bakery is going to prosper. It's going to prosper. Because that's why God gave it to you. That I don't want you to lack. I don't want you to be poor. I don't want you to go and be stranded. He is that God. That's why he cares. That's why we say he goes ahead and prepares a way. He has already done it. He's given it to you. So yours, mine, and you, we are supposed to connect with the Lord and ask him that, Lord, breathe your breath of life on my redemptive gift and let it begin to function.
Wow.
Or to benefit our family, to benefit my children. I cannot go hungry because, Lord, what you have placed in my hand is going to give life and make people happy. And so I'm going to celebrate this gift as I use it.
Wow.
Isn't it Jesus who says, when I return, I'm going to ask you, what are you guys? I gave you this. What did you
What did you do with it?
Yeah, and we super spiritualize it. We talk about something else. He's speaking about what I'm talking to you about. That's why he says, to you, I'll give you 10. What I've given you, it can give you a return of 10 talents. And others is going to give them a return of fivefold. Others a return. Nobody has been given a gift which has no returns.
No.
When you invest it, it must give you a return.
Wow.
And Jesus has said fivefold, tenfold, hundredfold, it will give it to you. So when he comes back, he's going to ask you for it.
When what have I you done with it?
What did you do with what I've given? That is the judgment.
Sure,
ma'am. So you've got to ask yourself, what am I doing with this gift which is in my hand? You just said in your home, the redemptive gifts are preaching the gospel and getting into the music industry, right? And so some of us, the Lord has given our gifts so we can go and influence and change the direction of that particular industry. You see that in this industry, evil is just having its own jaw here. Why? Because the ministers who are supposed to walk into the industry and rebuke the satanic powers, dethrone all the illegal occupants, tell them off. They are not there. They are not there. They are busy doing other things. For as God has said, my goodness, I've given these ones. For when they go they begin to use their artisan gift, they're going to set the record straight. Satan is going to be dethroned out of the music industry. He's going to be dethroned out of the art and drama industry. Satan is going to be destroyed when they get into the health sector. You know, when I was practicing earlier on as a medical doctor, God said to me, look at the emblem of your medical practice. And other people would say, Moses. It's not true. All these are your idols. And God says, unfit that snake. You are not going to heal people using powers from the evil and the dark world. You should be healing and bringing happiness through me
Wow.
as a healer, not through that snake. What did how did I get rid of it? God told me, take your certificate, bring it to my altar, dethrone all other spirits, and dedicate your certificate to me.
Wow.
And I've known you to breathe my breath of life.
Sure.
And then God is doing the rest. This is how we are supposed to redeem the gift. This is how we're supposed to pass on the baton.
Sure.
When somebody gets into the medical field, you tell them, let's pray, let's remove these. Let's say God is the one who's going now to take charge in your sectors.
Yeah.
And when you do that, I don't do it for myself. I'm passing on the baton now to other medical students. Let's pray for you. Pass on the baton. God says when we kneel, right? Graduation. We walk, ne? You walk. And then they put that thing. I don't know what to call
they head you.
Thing.
Yeah. They,
yeah, in your head. This is what is that? Is it now that's not being anointed? You're being anointed into which spirit?
Yeah.
And he says this is why most people who are graduates are very proud. They don't want to subject to me.
Because they've gone through all of that.
Through the spirit, which they say by the power vested upon me by you. Power vested upon me, I declare. You are now an economy. That's how you're operating.
Wow.
When you stand up and you say, hi, let's pray. Don't put God into things like this. When you go to a board meeting, you say, let's pray. God does not come in yet. What do we need there? We need a leader who has been great. By God.
Okay.
Redeem the gift to come and set the boardroom back to God.
Wow.
And let God make decisions and help us guide us as we make decisions.
Wow.
Passing on with the baton.
Yeah. Mama, thank you so much for today's teaching, the laying on of the foundation. Now we realize when we are told about the seven mountains of influence, which is family, religion, education, business, government, media, arts, and entertainment, how do we influence these? Then that's where the redemptive gifts come in. Let's hold it. The camp is continuing tomorrow. And we'll also be sitting in with our young people as well, in conversation with them. So thank you so much, Ma, for today. For those ones who'd like to talk to you directly, are you available today or uzoba available on Wednesday? Masqet.
I'm really going Wednesday when you finish.
Okay.
But if you've got any questions or comments.
No, let them send them via SMS and WhatsApp. And then WhatsApp I will get them here. I'll get them here so we can tackle them tomorrow. All right, Mama, we love you. Have a blessed one. We'll be meeting with you again. Ksasa. I can't wait.
Love you.
Zandile says, this is powerful. Yo, this is powerful.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Ma. Have a blessed one.
Thank you, Lord. I really enjoyed this day. And the Lord himself is giving the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Ma. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Family, if you'd like to ask your questions, if you'd like to ask burning questions, as Mama said, the SMS line is 37871. Do start your SMS with my name, Sibongile, or Bongi or Sibo, whichever way, but start it with my name, Sibongile, S-I-B-O-N-G-I-L-E. And do remember that on your SMS, you'll be charged 150. You can also send us a WhatsApp, Telegram, 082-657-2729. The camp continues tomorrow with Dr. Eva Siobi. We're passing on the baton from parent to child.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.